and welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's weekly personal finance podcast where we discuss all things money. The due date for filing income tax returns for the assessment year 2021-22 has been extended by 3 months to December 31st, 2021. While now you have more time on hand, it's best to start the process at the earliest or as soon as the new income tax portal's glitches are completely resolved. This will help you avoid the last-minute rush and errors that could creep into your returns. To help us understand some seemingly minor mistakes that can wreak havoc later and why you ought to avoid them, we have with us today Preeti Kulkarni from our personal finance team. Hi Preeti, welcome to Simply Save podcast.
Thanks a lot, Aishna. Thanks a lot for having me here. So Preeti, if you could start with some simple procedural mistakes that taxpayers tend to make while filing their income tax returns.
We could start with the income tax return forms. Now, the form applicable to you, the taxpayer, depends primarily on your income level, sources of income, and of course, some other rules as well. Now, for example, ITR-1 or Sahaj, as it is called, is relevant for an individual taxpayer who draws income of up to Rs. 50 lakh from either salary or pension, owns one house property, earns interest income from fixed deposits and elsewhere, and dividend, and also agricultural income of up to Rs. 5,000. Now, selecting the right ITR form is extremely important, as filing a wrong ITR form will be considered as an invalid return. So you'll have to complete that process all over again if you happen to use the wrong form. Also, this is the assessment year when you will have to choose between the old and the new tax regime. Now, if you recall, new tax regime was announced in budget 2020. So it comes into force from this assessment year, 2021-22. So salaried employees like us would have already made their choice while submitting their investment declarations to employers. But we still have time. If you want to review your decision, now is the time to do so. You can fill up form 10IE online and submit it to the income tax department if you are not convinced about the decision you took back then and you want to switch to either the old or the new regime. Besides, it is also important to select the right assessment year. That is, when you are filing returns for financial year 2021, the assessment year would be 2021-22. And you should also ensure that you declare all the bank accounts that you maintain and enter the correct details. You must especially double check the account where you will be receiving any tax refund. Any mistake here can lead to a delay in getting your tax refund. And finally, you have to also ensure that you complete the process of e-verifying the return. It's not just enough to complete the process on the website. You have to e-verify it as well. And if you fail to do so, the process will remain incomplete and your return will be considered as not filed.
So now this is a procedural part, but are there also any other major errors that can raise queries from the income tax department?
Yes, Aisha, there are some major errors that you ought to avoid. And if you make these mistakes, in fact, it can invite notices from the income tax department. So for example, not disclosing some income can always result in notices from the income tax department. Now, many taxpayers, salaried taxpayers rather, often go by Form 16 provided by their employer, and they forget to mention interest earned on their savings account especially, and also fixed deposits, for example. Now, this year in particular, you will have to disclose dividend income earned from stocks and mutual funds, as it is now taxable in your hands. Now, some might miss this as it was not taxable in individuals' hands until last assessment year. And likewise, you should also not forget to disclose accurate capital gains that you might have made on the sale of equity-oriented mutual fund units or shares. If the income tax department detects this missing income, you could end up with a notice, and that won't be pleasant. So it's better that, again, if you're not able to do it on your own, you can always seek expert help, your chartered accountant or various income tax return filing portals. But it is important to get this right. Also, because in case of capital gains, you will have to provide script-wise details as well.
Okay. Well, that was all the questions that we had today. Thank you so much, Preeti, for joining us.
Thanks a lot for having me here.
And with that, it's a wrap on today's episode of Simply Save Podcast. For more news, views, and updates, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.